Eddie! Susanna screamed and began a loping crawl toward him, thrusting herself on her hands. He's not hurt bad, she told herself. Not hurt bad. Dear God, don't let my man be hurt bad. Then she saw the blood running from beneath his pressing hand, pattering down into the street, and knew it was bad.
Suze? He asked.
His voice was perfectly clear.
Susie, where are you? I can't see.
He took one step, a second, a third, and then fell face down in the street. Just as Grandpère Jaffords had known he would, aye, from the first moment he'd laid eyes on him. For the boy was a gunslinger, say true, and it was the only end that one such as he could expect. Chapter 12 The Tête Breaks 1 That night, found Jake Chambers sitting disconsolately outside the Clover Tavern at the east end of Main Street in Pleasantville. The bodies of the guards had been carted away by a robot maintenance crew, and that was at least something of a relief. Oi had been in the boy's lap for an hour or more. Ordinarily, he would never have stayed so close for so long, but he seemed to understand that Jake needed him. On several occasions, Jake wept into the bumbler's fur. For most of that endless day, Jake found himself thinking in two different voices. This had happened to him before, but not for years. Not since the time when, as a very young child, he suspected he might have suffered some sort of weird, below-the-parental-radar breakdown. Eddie's dying, said the first voice, the one that used to assure him there were monsters in his closet and soon they would emerge to eat him alive.